Hollywood Live Extra with Tanya Hart.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Hollywood Live. My guest today is a superstar and always on the right side of history. Say hello to Gabrielle Union Wade. How are you, Gabrielle, and that adorable family of yours?
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I've got to say, health and wellness has always been a priority for you. And now you have this PSA campaign called Don't Skip. Tell me about that. What are you guys doing?
So, yeah, our whole family took part in it. Half of our family took part in it. My husband, Dwayne, our daughter, Kavya James, and our daughter, Zaya, we all took part in the Don't Skip campaign, which basically encourages families to make sure that you have scheduled your doctor well visits and those doctor-recommended vaccines. You know, schools are back in session and, you know, in some areas of the country and headed back. So just before you send your kids back, just call those doctors, make sure that you're up to date. And if you have any other questions, concerns, need resources, any other kind of information, go to don'tskipvaccines.com. And they can, you know, tell you a little bit more about the campaign and point you in the right direction to get up to date.
Well, I've got to say, we're, of course, posting these wonderful PSAs on our website at American Urban Radio Networks. They are so cute. The kids are so cute. And, of course, you and Dwayne always represent all of us so well. But what was it like taping that, you know, because you're at home and it's really casual, but it's so much fun.
Yeah, like we like working together. Luckily the campaign, you know, all of the campaign spots were really, really fun and sweet and funny. So we had a blast working together. Like we, you know, we got Cobb up and we're like, Cobb, you have to go to work today. And she was like, oh, okay. You know, so like everyone was up for it. And they, luckily they shot them, you know, so quickly and they made it a lot of fun. So
right.
It was a great time. It was a great weekend.
Well, it looks like it. You know, but I've got to ask you, what approach should we take with the folks who, you know, just have dug in and said, I'm not vaccinating my child, especially when these same folks don't seem to realize they wouldn't even be here if their mothers or grandmothers hadn't gotten the polio vaccine, smallpox. I could go on. What do we say to these folks at this point?
Well, first and foremost, you know, we should all be prioritizing the health and wellness of ourselves and our families. So that's first and foremost. But also that schools... Every school district requires, certain vaccines. And those are the ones that we saw a dramatic drop in 2020. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, kindly reminding parents, if you skipped some things during the pandemic, we get it, everyone understands, but make sure you get in contact with your healthcare professionals to schedule those doctor well visits and those doctor recommended vaccines. Not only are you protecting yourself and your family, but your community and your school community as well. And let's all work together to keep each other safe. Those vaccines that have been around forever, you know, are there to protect our communities and our loved ones from serious disease. So if there's something that we can do to make sure that we keep ourselves and our families and our loved ones and our community safe, why not do that?
Well, I absolutely agree. And you and Dwayne have actually both signed on to this nonprofit organization, Vaccinate Your Family, along with Merck, which is, of course, a big pharmaceutical. So, you know, you'll be probably doing more of these. Is that what we've got coming up for you in this genre?
Well, we've been doing these for, I think, the past 3 or 4 months. So we've just been, you know, trying to, you know, just reminding folks, you know, leading up to, you know, back to school, you know, all the kind people who've been kind enough to have me on their programs, just to remind folks, you know, that there are things that can stand between us and catastrophe. And those are called vaccines. So the ones that, you know, that we're talking about are the ones that have been around forever and that are required, you know, for school. But a lot of people fell off in the last year, understandably. So just encouraging folks to get back in there. And if you don't have access to healthcare professionals, go to vaccinateyourfamily.com. I'm sorry, don'tskipvaccines.com. And they can point you in the right direction to get access to those vaccines, because vaccines, all vaccines are free. You know, healthcare is a right. So even though some folks would like to present that as a privilege, it's a luxury. It's our right, and we need to claim our rights and make sure you're able to protect yourself and each other.
I absolutely agree. And I don't know how you find the time, but you managed to do that. You've also got a new children's book out, which, Shady Baby. Where'd the title come from? And tell me about the book.
So when Kav arrived, she has been very consistent since birth. And she, you know, she would make these faces like, what are you doing, all the time. And so we jokingly started calling her Shady Baby. So when we created an Instagram page, you know, it wasn't about how cute she was or, you know, her, you know, the fancy outfits. It was about, you know, shade. And you know, the more that we started, tagging her Shady Baby, other families were like, oh my God, look at my Shady Baby. And we realized that shade, and I'm using my finger quotes here, is how the little guys are able to communicate before they have language, where they can communicate their displeasure or, you know, their boundaries. And so instead of, you know, making it a negative thing, let's turn that shade into a superpower. And that's what Shady Baby children's book is about, using shade as a superpower.
Well, let me just say this. With you as her mom and Dwayne as her dad, I don't think we have to worry about Miss Kavya and her superpowers. I think girlfriend's going to be okay.
Yeah, I think she'll be all right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she is definitely going to be okay. And I, before I let you go, I do have to mention you were on my island. I call it my island with the Obamas. Did I see you on the island last weekend?
I was definitely on the island. And anything else that may or may not have happened on that island, it's like Vegas. What happens in Martha's Vineyard stays in Martha's Vineyard.
Okay. All righty. I'm with you on that. We don't tell. We've been there for a very, very long time. And so, you know, we're trying to keep it a secret. It's no longer a secret, obviously.
Yeah. We had a great time. We had a great time loving Oaks Bluff, years ago, I'm not dating myself, saw the Inkwell, and I've always wanted to go. And to see, you know, us out there enjoying the island was just awesome. And having a chance to talk to a lot of folks out there and learn about the history of Martha's Vineyard. It was special. We definitely plan on returning for sure.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Everybody comes back. Well, you know, I always tell people it's not new. Black people have been there for 250 years. So
exactly.
We have a very, very long history there, and they've just recently discovered that the Underground Railroad went through there. So that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
But not to get into that, what else is coming up for you? You're always in a movie or a series or something. Anything new coming up for the fall?
Yeah, in September, my follow-up collection of essays called You Got Anything Stronger comes out, and we're very, very excited about that in mid-September, September 14th, and so excited about that. And there'll be an accompanying book tour. I'm trying to hit up more cities than I did the last time. Of course, all stops are COVID, you know, we're following COVID, rules and regulations. So we're really excited about that. I finished Cheaper by the Dozen remake, which will be out next spring, I believe, on Disney Plus. And then I just completed a movie called The Perfect Find in New York and New Jersey, and that will be out next year on Netflix. So I'm really excited about those and the book coming up. And yeah, there's a lot of good, cool things happening.
You know, how is it that you manage to create all of these things and keep the industry and the art going as well? Because it's not easy being a mom and a wife. It just isn't, and especially in today's world. And you manage to seamlessly do it all. And I know that's not really the case, but at least it comes off that way.
Yeah, we try to make it look easy, but it's absolutely not. I should literally just have a running, you know, a live stream so people can see all the people that it takes to, you know, to have balance. Again, I'm using my finger quotes here, to have balance, which doesn't actually exist. If we didn't have a massive village, we don't get to do anything. So thank you, Jesus, for our village and everyone who is here every day making sure that we can, you know, go out and do the things that are important to us, and you know, like this campaign, and you know, trying to remind folks that prioritizing our health and wellness, you know, is a must. So
Yeah, it really is, especially at this time. There have been too many African Americans dying unnecessarily. We won't even get into that. We're hoping that those COVID vaccine rates will go up, and I think they will. You know, people are now becoming really serious about it. So I think that's good news. And I think what you're doing is really, really important because, you know, it, again, it's all about our health and wellness and our longevity. So there you have it.
We want to
thank you so much.
We want to be here to enjoy our families and our communities. So let's do everything that we can that is within our reach and free to protect ourselves and our families and our communities. So
absolutely. Well, like I said, you and Dwayne represent all of us so well. Keep doing that. You're a beacon in our community and in our world. So thank you for that. And for everybody else, thanks for tuning in to Hollywood Live. Anytime you want to tune in and give us a 5-star, you know we love it. You can find us on Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, any of the podcast directories. Make sure you tune in. If you like what you hear, leave a 5-star. I'm Tanya Hart.
Hollywood Live Extra, a product of American Urban Radio Network.